This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I've caught up with a Jodcast listener, which is Andrew Glester, who's here at NAM representing the West Didsbury Astronomical Society. We've just been in a talk about Kepler, the mission to find exoplanets. So how did you find that talk?
Always fascinating. I think it's one of the most interesting parts of astronomy at the moment for me. I mean, it's, you know, looking for those planets out there, and I'm just an amateur, you know. I stand in my backyard with my telescope and look up and dream about what might be out there, and it's just really nice to know, you know, the science behind it and that there's people out there looking at it, you know.
It's a really kind of burgeoning topic now. There's really a lot of exoplanets all of a sudden.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really capturing the public's imagination as well with that sort of thing. I think, you know, I know there's a slight overstatement of sort of second Earth that come out in the press, but you expect that from the press, you know, and then if people look deeper into that, then that's all good, I think.
Yeah. So about the rest of the week, you've been here all week, all the 4 days. What have you most enjoyed or picked up on?
Well, I'm an amateur, but I do sort of science communication through live shows, and there's two reasons for me being here. One is just pure interest, and the other is that I'm making this live show, which briefly will start with the Big Bang and end with the message that Carl Sagan once said, which is, we are a way for the cosmos to know itself. So I'm looking for ideas to sort of explore in the show, which will leave the audience in no doubt that we are indeed a way for the cosmos to know itself. And this is exactly the kind of conference where you can find that. When I say that, there's not many like this, are there, really? But, you know, it's just as an amateur to sit and listen to the proper people doing, you know, talking about what they're actually doing is really interesting, and to see sort of where everything is up to, because you read about these things, but to actually hear people talk about them is you know, really good, really, really interesting.
So was there any particular thing apart from obviously the exoplanets that was kind of your favourite thing or that you found very interesting?
I enjoyed the Wonders of the Solar Atmosphere talk, because the aurora is something that's, you know, sort of also happening a lot at the moment with the activity around the sun, and it was really interesting to see that, because I don't know anything about that, so I learned an awful lot in that talk, which was, well, I say that, you know, whether I've learned it or not, but I certainly understood it at the time. But, you know, it was really, I think it's really brilliant, and I'd like to have come to more, really, but, you know, time limit.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.